Will we ever have truly smart machines?
So, Peter Clark, what do you think? Will we ever have a truly smart machine?
I think it depends what you mean by truly smart. But yes, I think it's very likely. I think almost inevitable that at some point in the future, as yet undetermined time frame, that we will have things that are smarter than us across pretty much everything. It's managing that long-term vision, that long-term trajectory. You can already see that, for example, you have, in terms of doctor's diagnostic, so you can have ECGs are better at picking up certain types of heart problems than trained doctors already. In terms of interpreting x-rays and a whole bunch of other medical things, some of these new algorithms surpass human intelligence in some sense. But getting towards a general intelligence is a different matter.
What do you think, Henry?
Well, so I thought your listener who commented on Twitter about the need to distinguish algorithms from intelligence is onto a really important point. And I think intelligence is one of these deep, socially laden concepts that's hard to define and carries a lot of baggage with it. And we can draw upon different fields that have used the term intelligence in different ways. So I think one source of guidance here might be from biology, where biologists have been interested in a very long time in quantifying different kinds of intelligence in animals. And that's not just a matter of how well an animal can do a certain thing. You know, spiders are brilliant at building webs, dogs have amazing sense of smell. And when you're looking at sort of the biological context, they look for things like ability to engage in novel behaviors, things to engage in flexible behaviors. So it's that kind of ability to cope with new circumstances, different kinds of tasks that seems to be a key part of intelligence from the way biologists are looking at it. And I think if we're thinking about when we're going to ever really have smart machines, that kind of flexibility is going to be part of the answer.
Is there this idea that things might speed up incredibly once we start getting smarter and smarter machines? Are we even on this curve yet? When do we think it might happen?
Obviously, with things like the internet, you know, we have amazing new research tools, so it's far easier to collaborate and learn. And you'd think, well, we've got better tools now, so surely technological progress should be speeding up. But you also face the fact that a lot of the low-hanging fruit of technology, a lot of the easy problems have already been solved. So although we might have new advantages coming from smart machines, as we uncover more and more limits in technology, we're going to face correspondingly larger problems. So we might just keep pace rather than speed up.
Do you think there could be more nefarious ways that these artificial intelligences could undermine us, Simon? And with that in mind, how we actually need to watch out?
Well, I mean, to quote Alexa, I'm sorry, I don't know that. We need to be alert to what might happen. But at the moment, it's very hard to predict. We are dealing with non-linear changes. We are dealing with, you know, technologies that are increasingly hard to explain how they work, even to people with a technical background. And the goal isn't to try and make predictions and then work now based on exactly what is going to happen next. It is to try and work out the possibility space, the best things and the worst things, the steps that we can take that are likely to move us towards the best and away from the worst, but also crucially to just keep on monitoring the situation and keep alive to it and keep future focused on how we can most quickly react to the changes that we're seeing.
Let's move on to our next question.